Welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast, and I'm Kwadwo Bentham-Williams. The VA Tourism Podcast is dedicated to Africa's travel and tourism industry, where leaders from the private and public sectors get to talk to us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and Google Podcasts. My conversation today is with the General Manager of Ghana's Accra City Hotel, Roman Krabel. Roman, who has been spearheading operations and pre-openings for world-leading hotels, along with private brands and properties, ranking from 5 to 3 stars, and managing facilities with 450-plus rooms in Europe, Asia, the US, and Africa, discusses the challenges and opportunities of the hospitality sector in West Africa. So welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast, and I'm coming to you live from Accra City Hotel, where I've been joined by the general manager, who is the person of Roman Krabel.
Yes, nice to have you in the house, nice to have you here, long time no see, even if we know us for some years now.
Yeah?
Yes, I'm Roman Krabel. Usually all of my people are calling me Roman, you know, but I'm just a normal human being, and my mother gave me the name Roman. Yes, and I'm the general manager for almost 6 years now here at Accra City Hotel. Basically, we are not the leading, no, one of the leading four-star hotels. We are the leading four-star hotel.
Okay. Even before we go there, I mean, the last time we met was at the awards, the Ghana Tourism Awards, maybe 7 or 8 years ago with that dance. That's a dance. It's become a signature of you.
Oh, this one, yes. And yes, I was dancing. I was put on stage by force, basically. But you know, as a hospitality person, yeah, if you have a couple of wine or a couple of beer in the blood, you can move your butt like crazy. And I believe all our hospitality colleagues, they have music in their blood. And everybody was surprised that I was dancing with the local song, and I understood even a few words. And then they are saying, whining. And Roman, and Roman was whining, meaning turning around, and everybody was shouting, yeah, and screaming.
No, but again, I mean, I think it's good to see you again after almost 2 years, in fact, a year and a half of COVID and restrictions. So it's good to sit down, you know, face to face and talk about. But tell us a bit about yourself, how you started.
You know, as a child, when you are 15, 16, your mom gives you a little bit pocket money in a month.
Okay.
And this is the time, of course, you want to buy yourself some something more. And these days, your parents are forcing you and say, you know what, you need to do a weekend job, right, a part-time job, search for something. And this is how I ended up in the hospitality industry, in a restaurant, in the hotel, where I helped in the kitchen. I was happy to peel potatoes, I cleaned the dishes, I was happy to work at the housekeeping, you know, make beds, cleaning washrooms, public washrooms. Even it was not my favorite job, but I done it, you know. And then after my school, of course, I always wanted to be a first aid professional, you know, with the hospital and all this. But in Germany, the minimum age was 17 or 18 to enter this job. So I decided to become a chef. So basically, I'm a certified chef, and after my chef education, I did my second job in the restaurant management. I'm a certified restaurant manager too. From there, I moved on. I worked in a couple of hotels, in the F&B, in the kitchen, in the restaurant. From there, I moved into human resources. I had sales marketing education with Mövenpick in Frankfurt in Germany these days. I worked with Mövenpick in Switzerland. Then I had a very crazy idea, say, Roman, I need to go out of Germany. And I found a fantastic NGO position these days, 1999, in Namibia. So I moved to the Fish River Canyon, south of Namibia, in the middle of nowhere. Fantastic.
That's interesting. Yeah, the Fish Canyon, that's amazing. Yeah. Namibia. Yeah.
A very luxury lodge. And yes. The manager was basically a professor, doctor of geographic, biologic, and stuff like this. He had no idea about how to run a lodge. So I helped him for 6 months, and this was the time I lost my heart in Africa. So from Namibia, I moved back to Switzerland. I moved back to Germany. From there, I moved to America, to China, back to Germany, and I ended up somehow in Nigeria. Yeah, and this is like over 15 years ago. I opened the first real five-star hotel these days in Victoria Island, the Oriental Hotel. And from the Oriental Hotel, I moved to Golden Tulip, the most famous Festac 7-7 hotel with 500 rooms. Yeah, and you know, you are getting older, so I thought, okay, let's move back to Germany and settle down, start a family. Yeah, 2 months later, somebody called me from Ghana and said, Roman, please, you have to come to Ghana. About there is a very nice, cute, luxury little resort we are building, and we want you to open this resort. And finally, I ended up in Ghana. I ended up in Akosombo, and I opened 2003 the Royal Century Hotel and Resort, which is till today one of the leading resorts in Ghana. And from there, after almost 4 years, yeah, the owners of Accra City engaged me to assist in renovation and revamping the hotel after they decided not to continue with the Novotel. Yeah, and now time is flying. I'm 6 years now in Accra City Hotel. I still don't have a family, you see. So I don't know whenever and where I ever will settle down. But yeah, you know.
Let me take you back a little to in Nigeria. How many years did you spend in Nigeria?
Almost 5 years.
In 5 years. So if you have to give a bit of your opinions of the hospitality sector in West Africa, Ghana, Nigeria, what would be your impression so far from the first time you landed in West Africa till now?
Yes, you are right. This was 2008. This is now 13 years ago. Lagos had only a few large hotels. This was the famous Sheraton Hotel and the Eco Hotel and a few small Proteas. And the Oriental Hotel was the third largest these days we opened. Today, when you go to Lagos, it is crazy. After the Oriental Hotel opened, many, many more private and also branded hotels came up, right? The same, it's also it's happening in Accra or in Ghana. We had a few hotels like Golden Tulip, Novotel, Labadi Beach, La Palm, right? And then later on, of course, the Mövenpick came. Was a revamp hotel. Mövenpick came up. The new Kempinski came up. Today is a Marriott, and more are coming. Yeah. So the demand is here. We are still not a tourist destination in Ghana. We are our hotels in Accra. We are counting on business people, on business travelers, basically, right? From overseas, about Ghana and Nigeria is of course a business destination. But we hope and we pray and we always talk also to the government to give them ideas how we can bring more tourists in. So we are trying and let's see, maybe one day we are better than in Kenya. Maybe we receive more tourists than in Kenya or Tanzania.
Obviously, I mean, talk about the business, so we have the mines, you have the other part of tourism, so you are forcing the place. But in terms of leisure, clearly we are not a leisure destination, you know, yet. But if you want to measure its growth, I mean, let's just zoom in on Ghana. Do you think that apart from seeing these fancy hotels, group chain hotels, you know, coming in, the growth of the sector in hotels, in the in the human capacity, in terms of the resource and all of that, do you think that we've seen some, if you may want to call it, commensurating, you know, development in that sector as matching it with the superstructure?
You know, I believe for now, in the year of 2021 and next year, it is enough to build more hotels in Accra. We don't need more hotels now, especially with the COVID crisis all over the world. Now we have more beds available than the demand is requesting for. What I would say, it would be fantastic to go out of Accra, to go out to the eastern region, western region, northern region. There could be a nice possibility to build up a few more places, right? But in Accra, I think for now it's enough.
But in terms of hotel we don't actually even have a hotel school dedicated to the hotel school.
This is one of the major challenges. This is a big drama what we have about these few hospitality schools we have. In my eyes, of course, they need also a revamp. They need professional people. They need. They have to do a lot, right? About I have the experience now after almost 10 years. If you like to hire someone, you choose out of this 100 CVs what you are receiving. I choose a couple of people, and they all like to be a manager, but they never worked in their life. And then it is sometimes, I'm not happy, it is sometimes shocking what they learned in school, right? They don't even know the basics. So, and we are also talking, my colleagues, myself, we are talking since many years also to the officials. They have to invest some cash there to build some proper hospitality, tourism schools, etc. Yeah.
Okay. Now, we'll be done with a bit of the sector, but one area that I again want to touch on is, you know, Ghana is labeled as one of the most expensive destinations, and specifically with hotels.
You are very right. It's not only for the hotels, it's also when I talk about my private life.
Yes.
I mean, it is more expensive than in Germany, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yes, it's more expensive than in Europe. And when we come to the hotel prices, you are very right. People always say, man, Roman, you are charging $150, right? But this room, what I have in Europe, costs $50. This is very correct. But the problem why our prices are high in all our hotels in Accra are the operational costs. The operational cost, it's huge in Ghana. Starting from a very huge, yes, unfortunately, electricity bill. After this, it's already the salaries. People say, oh, they don't get salary. But if you have 150, 200 employees, it costs you a lot of salary, plus tax, etc., right? A hotel in Ghana has over 20 licenses to pay every year. Renew. It is shocking. In Europe, we have a couple licenses, and they will be renewed every 3 to 5 years, right? But here, it is the operational cost is too high, and somehow the guest has to pay for it, yes.
Now, let's look at your life in Accra City. Okay, obviously, you were in Senchi, left back to Germany, and back in Ghana. What was your role? What were you brought in to do? Respect, I mean, we knew there was Novotel. Now you came across it, the transition, all of that. What was your role to position across it from a hotel that was leaving a very famous brand, if you want to call it, Accor Hotels, all of that?
Yeah.
Tell us more about that.
So, basically, Accra City Hotel is fully Ghanaian owned, right? And the owners decided after almost 30 years not to renew the contract with the management contract with Accor, with Novotel these days. So the owner wanted to run the hotel independently. And unfortunately, yes, they also know me, and they contacted me, and they are asking, Roman, are you ready to help? I say, okay, fine, I help you. You know, when, of course, Accor left, 40% of the occupancy dropped. About these are all guests who came via the Accor booking engines and all this stuff, yes. So now what I have done, and I could see there was no more life. The hotel was still booming these days also, right? But it was... I was not happy when I was sitting in the bar in the evening to check how many people are visiting us. People left. People went to Oxford Street. And I told my guys, no, let's do something. Let's keep the guest here in our hotel. Let's spend the money in our hotel. We need to pay bills. So basically we started live music from Mondays to Sundays. We had different entertainment ongoing. So and this brought us a lot of back. We changed our kitchen. I hired one of the most famous Ghanaian chefs. I don't want to mention, I took him from the Royal Senchi to improve our food, and guests could realize, wow, the food is improving, fantastic. And this helped us also to get more conference and event bookings. About the food was fantastic, and this helped us a lot, yeah.
Okay. Now, of course, COVID came, and I mean, you were doing so well. After Akko left, you managed to position yourself as the leading four-star hotel in Ghana. And if you are to touch on some of the proudest moments, you know, in these 6 years, what would that be?
Many. So if I tell you all my proudest moments,
there'll be nothing left to say.
First of all, the first important proudest moments are that we brought back the life to Accra City Hotel, that people who told us it will not work if you run this hotel independently, we say no, we will show you, we will make this, we bring this hotel back together. One of the proudest moments was that we are the first ISO certified hotel in West Africa, which we received the certification in May 2017. And yes, last but not least, after almost 6 years to be independent as Accra City Hotel, we won very, very big, sweet and high international and local awards, which boosted our name too. And these awards are I dedicate to our guests and to our staff who brought the award to the hotel.
Okay. Well, that's impressive. Now we know that COVID came, obviously. I mean, everything came to a stop. And we see some form of normality, you know, coming back. But as a hotel, how have you managed that process from when the lockdown happened right up until this 13, 14 months?
Yeah, everything was tough for all of us. I don't only speak about for Accra City, all of my colleagues, not only in Accra, all over the world. Finally, what we have done beginning of the year, end of last year, beginning of this year, we had to monitor the market. What is going on? How many people are coming back to the country? So basically, we had no other choice to change our business model to focus more on the local community, right, on local business travelers who are coming maybe from Tamale, from Takoradi to Accra. Yes, we had to adjust our prices. We did all our COVID protocols like recommended by the government. And finally, every month you could see more and more people loved it and more people came around. And we thought, you know what, we cannot wait for the world anymore. We need to start to do something. So we started to say, you know what, since over 1 year, almost 1.5 years, we had no more, every Friday before COVID, we had always Kizomba Salsa nights. Say, you know what, guys, let's start small to bring people back, put a smile in their face. So a couple of months ago, we started again every Friday to have Kizomba and a salsa night. People love to dance, and we are still following strict the COVID protocols, what is not an issue. In addition, we start now comedy nights. We just had one a couple of weeks ago. It was fantastic. It was indoors, but with limited seating space. Now we are moving to our tennis court, which will be transformed to also a COVID, COVID-free space, about we are outdoor. And there we also do comedy nights, and we do some art center stuff, and just to people are bored now. People want to experience something again. People want to go out of their home. People, you know, everybody's tired of COVID. So we have to entertain the people now.
Will that be part of your strategy going forward? So just an ad hoc measure in terms of the entertainment, in terms of keeping the guests in? Is it a key part of now going forward post the pandemic?
Yes, it has to be. About it's not always only about the pandemic. It's also about, you know, many people like to go out of Accra over a weekend. But we have still so many people who cannot, who don't have the time to go for a weekend, but they have a time to go out for a night, for an evening, to explore something. And I believe with our fantastic location, we can attract many guests to come for a night out, for a comedy night, for a salsa night, etc., and for art. You know, we do artwork night and or how you call it. Yeah, so we are here.
Okay, now in front of me, I see a gigantic building, 4 or 5 stories, that is coming up here in Accra City. What is the plan? Because in our last conversation, we spoke about, if you like, expanding to have a lot of conference in space. What is the update on that?
You are right. I usually don't want to tell you too much about it. If someone of my colleagues will listen, he will be, get scared. So yes, unfortunately, the Accra City Hotel has a small conference space. And the idea was to build something extraordinary big. And now what you see there, our restaurant will be enlarged. We will have a new gym. We will have a cinema.
As I was saying, when are you expected to have this conference up, opening and all of that?
Yes, we are. I don't want to say we are behind the time, but COVID came and hopefully in the next 1.5 years, up maybe in a couple of years. So let's hope now it's 2021. So hopefully by middle of 2023, beginning middle of 2023.
And that would change the dynamics in terms of conference, because if we look at Ghana again, the large space that we could host the conference center, which is not ultra modern. So, you know, you are much more, limited. Now, as we wrap up our conversation, what would you tell the youth, young people, when people think about hotels or think about hospitality, the only thing about being the manager and they see all other jobs as a menial jobs or a stepping stone? What would be your advice?
It's a very good question, advice. You know, everybody has a passion for something special. Like, I remember I'm a certified chef, I'm also a chef. Right, but I could not imagine I worked 50 years behind the stoves. I have colleagues, and I know many Ghanaian. I have many Ghanaian friends who are born as a chef. I tell you, we don't need to hire a pastry chef from overseas. No, I can show you today a handful of fantastic, more than a handful,
that again.
Pastry chefs. Right?
Yeah.
It is fantastic, and one of the latest one I found. He was a young boy, and I told him, no, first you need to start as a steward, right? And after your steward job, then we see where are you interested in, what can you do, what God made your hands for what? And finally, we found out the hands was made for to be a pastry chef. So, and he will be one of the best pastry chefs in Ghana, and I'm sure he will work for the next 50 years as a pastry chef. The problem is here. Yes, the youth has a dream. Everybody wants to be a manager. I sometimes think maybe it's always about money or only about money. Oh, the manager earns 100 Ghana CD more. But it is not about, there are fantastic jobs, there are fantastic bartenders, there are super housekeepers. I know people, they will never change their job. They will be a housekeeper till they retire, right? I have here waiters who are working since 30 years in Accra City Hotel. They will never change. They will never change their job. And this is fantastic. So everybody is made for something special.
Now, as we wrap up our conversation, what do you do if you're not running around? I ask this all to my kids, especially for hotel managers and people in the hospitality sector. If you're not running around, what do you do? What do you do for leisure? To
for
get school off, yes. Yeah. Not for leisure alone, but if you're not eating in the hotel, what are you?
Yes, you know, it's not easy, but usually what I like to do, about I see everyday people, and I see hundreds of people, and what I like to do usually, to be honest, and you will not believe me, I lock myself up at home, I turn on my TV, I clean, I don't have a housekeeper at home, I wash myself, I clean myself. This is something exciting I love to do. Then maybe I also cook something for the weekend, you know. And of course, there are a few weekends where I put my butt in the car and I drive maybe to the eastern region, to the western region, and I enjoy a nice weekend with my honey.
Rowan, thanks so much for your time.
You're very welcome, and hope to see you again soon. Thank you too, and stay safe.